You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Sturgeon spearing season's underway, and officials are warning anglers of a major crack that's developed on Lake Winnebago. Calumet County Sheriff's officials say the crack is just south of Faro Spring Road and runs east to west. The crack has already caused multiple vehicles to enter the water. Over the weekend, 290 sturgeon were harvested in the first 2 days of the Lake Winnebago system sturgeon spearing season. The season will continue through February 23rd or until the harvest cap is met, whichever comes first. Now that the Super Bowl is over, the NFL can focus on Draft 2025. The event is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the Green Bay area in April. Mayor Eric Genrich says that the only issue he's seeing right now is in transportation.
Patty Kiewicz, who runs our transit service here within the city of Green Bay, does a fantastic job, has a really good plan, but we have an undersized transit system in comparison to a Detroit or a Kansas City or,
right,
you know, some of these other communities. And so we're going to be waiting for some more, more detailed plans from the NFL. Talking about how they're going to get people throughout the community.
Genrich made his comments in a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays at 1 on WGBW. Every middle and high school in the Oshkosh Area School District has overdose aid kits right next to the AEDs and other life-saving equipment. Matt Kemmerer, Oshkosh Director of Pupil Services.
Yeah, I think the rise of fentanyl has really changed the game for everybody, you know, in our community, in our schools, in that it can literally be in anything now, you know, whether it be a pill, a gummy, a vape. There are instances where a student may take something that they think is one thing and it turns out to be something that could potentially end their life. So we want to be prepared for every situation.
The overdose aid kits contain naloxone nasal spray, fentanyl testing strips, and information about treatment and recovery support. The district partnered with the Clinton Global Initiative Overdose Response Network and Start Healing Now to install the kits. Tatiana Quiones will spend 8 years in jail and 10 years extended supervision for selling fentanyl at a Green Bay daycare facility in January of last year. The 22-year-old Quiones was sentenced Friday in Brown County Court. The State Department of Children and Families shut down the Green Bay Academy, citing multiple violations, child-to-staff ratios, and Quiones' actions. The Appleton Parks and Recreation Committee is taking up the matter of the Independence Day fireworks at its meeting today. The Appleton JCs had organized the festival for years until they stepped down as hosts, leaving the city to host the fireworks alone in 2024. Appleton published a request for proposals from those willing to host an event. Only two submissions were received, and Parks and Recreation Director Dean Gaza is recommending accepting the proposal from Wisconsin Entertainment Group. Last week, the State Assembly's Education Committee heard public comment on bills related to curriculum, assessment programs, and school board spending. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Assembly Bill 3 requires incorporating cursive writing into the state standard for English language art classes. It would require cursive to be taught in the elementary grades in all public, private, and charter schools. Right now, only some schools in Wisconsin teach cursive. It's not a requirement, and it's up to the school district's discretion. Those in favor of the bill said writing in cursive promotes a number of cognitive benefits, like enhancing motor skills, memory, and creativity. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is against the bill, as is the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee have introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act. It's designed to strengthen initiatives and help more producers and processors add value to their businesses. Baldwin says dairy producers in Wisconsin and across the country are facing challenges.
Throughout my time in Congress, I've worked hard to help them meet the challenges that they face.
And look, right now, they face some pretty steep challenges. I hear from folks about how increased input costs are stretching their thin budgets and how lack of market access and workforce issues are all impacting folks' bottom line.
Baldwin says the dairy business initiatives have already helped hundreds of producers and processors improve.
To date, more than 250 farmers and processors in the Midwest have benefited from the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. One of my favorite parts of being a United States Senator is seeing how these small grants can help our dairy farmers take their businesses to new heights.
She claims the Dairy Business Innovation Act will ensure these opportunities continue in the future.
This bipartisan legislation will make sure that this program is up and running in the years to come, and it gives a boost to its funding.
The new legislation would increase the program's annual funding from $20 million to $36 million. A companion to the bipartisan bill has been introduced in the House as well. Help is on the way from the state for roads used by agriculture. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
$100 million to help 55 projects in rural Wisconsin communities. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation made that news recently. A statement says the money will be used to improve rural infrastructure across 36 Wisconsin counties. It'll support 55 projects focused on upgrading roads and culverts critical for transporting agricultural and forestry products.
Nestled in downtown Oshkosh is a sweet little candy shop that prides itself on creating a community for families. Anna Moon owns Yeti Yum Sweet Shop with her husband, Michael. They got the idea for their business when they purchased a used freeze dryer, and their daughter got some inspiration from a social media site.
Our older daughter said, "Hey, you guys should do candy. It's all over TikTok." So the whole family got together. We figured out a name that we liked, figured out the logo, and within like 2 months, we were signing up for craft fairs. And everybody was just loving it.
After 2 years of craft fairs and farmers markets, Yeti Yums opened its brick and mortar shop 1 year ago. See our story at WGBW.FM for more on this sweet little shop in Oshkosh. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you missed it, the 2025 NFL Honors took place Thursday night. Here are some winners from this past season. Joe Burrow for the Comeback Player of the Year. Jaden Daniels as the Rookie of the Year. Walter Payton, Man of the Year, Jaguars defensive end Eric Armstead, who established the Armstead Academics Project in 2019 to provide young students with positive spaces, tools, and academic support to unlock their potential. Pretty cool. NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. But for the MVP, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who gave a wholesome MVP speech. Snoop Dogg made an appearance on the show with country singer Jelly Roll, who both came out in full gear. Snoop Dogg for the Steelers, and Jelly Roll for the Tennessee Titans. Snoop Dogg also had some comments on how he's been a football fan for a long time, and he remembers back when the Cowboys were good, and back when the Chiefs were bad, and before Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film was in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning, 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.